All right, I'm back with Tommy Mai, president of Tommy Mai Financial. We've been getting to know Tommy and his practice, Tommy Mai Financial, of course, out of Orange County, California. And now we are at the point where we're going to dive into estate planning. So, Tommy, question first right off the top. What's estate planning?
Well, thank you for having me here, Dennis. Estate planning is pretty much preparation and a process to prepare to pass on everything that you own to the next generation.
Well, let's talk about it. Estate planning, for a lot of folks, I think a lot of folks find it a daunting subject. So where do we start? Are there steps in this process? How do you approach it?
With our approach, whenever the client comes into our office, we want to make sure they have to have an estate plan in place before we do any tax planning or retirement planning. With an estate plan in place, what we do is we are providing future protection, not only for the clients, but for the children. Everything they own, everything that they have within their all the assets that they have will be passed on to the next generation at a maximum value. And the day when they sign the documents for estate planning documents with our in-house attorney who specializes in living trust, that day can define years to come for the kids and their grandkids.
So it's not just a simple signature that has no effect. This is something that has effect on generations of families.
Exactly. Even 20, 30 years after they pass away, the day they sign and the decisions they make on that day have significant repercussions for the future.
Well, that's fast. Let's dive in just for one second. Out of curiosity, what's the alternative? What happens if for those people that haven't done any planning?
Well, the alternative is not really bright for the kids or their grandkids. What happened is after a client passed away, then all the assets will be probated. And when you go through a probate process, it's costly. It takes a lot of time to be able to finish off the settlement. And there's completely no privacy for the clients or the family.
Yeah, so what I've always understood about probate is it's not the most desirable result that a person could have, because it is, like you just mentioned, it is public. It is something that goes through the court. And there's better ways to handle that passing on legacy, which is exactly what we want to talk about now. So let's go back. So I walk into Tommy Mai Financial, and I say, Tommy, I want to make sure that my family is protected, and I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. So where do we start in this estate planning process?
So with the estate planning process, usually you need at least three different professionals. One is the attorney to take care of the living trust documents or other type of trust documents. The other one would be the tax planner. And the last professional would be the financial planner. Mm-hmm. And usually we work with a group of attorneys. We work together to provide a comprehensive plan to protect the clients from any future contingency that arises.
Okay, so if I come into Tommy Mai Financial, I can feel very comfortable knowing that not only do I have you as a professional, but you've got a team of associates that you work with that can handle just about anything that's going to come up.
Just about anything.
Okay. So let's talk about the process. So I come into the office. We've had our consultations. I trust you, and I feel good about working with you, and I want to start. So where do we start with this process?
Pretty much, there are no defined steps within our office. What we want to do is we want to make sure you're comfortable sharing any type of information with us and the attorney that we work with for living trust. The very first step is that we usually provide our clients with a presentation to be able to let them see the benefits of having an estate plan in place as compared to not having one.
So what are some of the challenges that you see with your experience when it comes to putting an estate plan together for a client? Do you run into any common issues or concerns?
Well, it's funny that you ask that question, because most of the clients that I talk to, they would come into for a consultation, and usually a year or 2 years later, they'll come back. Even though they know the importance of having an estate plan in place, usually people just push it aside, and they just procrastinate. And some people wait until 10 years later before they actually finalize their decision to establish a plan.
So for some folks, it just takes longer for some folks to have it sink in?
Exactly, because everyone needs to have an estate plan. It's just that some folks just do it a little bit later in life.
A little bit longer. Well, very good. Well, I tell you what, we're going to move in. So stay with us. We're going to take a second here. Stay with us because when we come back, Tommy and I are going to discuss something that everyone should consider, and that's how taxes can affect your retirement planning. We'll be back shortly.